to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. Just a little bit over 24 hours since America beat Chivas in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, a round of 16 first leg. And while many of you will anticipate our reflection on the game, our recap, and all that good stuff, you guys are going to have to wait a little bit as I'm going to be joined by Chris, Christian, maybe Brian, maybe a couple more people to talk in regards to that game next week on Tuesday during our live podcast. But this one's going to be another one of those solo podcasts, as I am going to bring you guys a quick little preview of the upcoming game against Tigres, which I know we're kind of all in cloud nine since that victory against Chivas. But of course, we do need to focus on the task at hand, and that is getting three vital points against a very good team that is Tigres, a title contender, of course, just like we are. So it's going to be important that America kind of, you know, continues to roll on a high, goes into the Azteca, and 100% goes in there and takes care of business. So like I mentioned, the whole Chivas recap and everything, you guys can hear about it next week on the live podcast, as we're going to be breaking it down and then previewing the first leg. But for this one, it's going to be a quick solo short podcast as I bring you guys my thoughts and analysis on what I think America is going to do against Tigres and what necessarily needs to happen for America. But if you guys do want to read a little bit of that recap against Chivas, it is going, I have posted an article over on Last Word on Sports, and you guys can find that over on our Twitter page as well. We should have tweeted it by now, where I break down, talk about three key takeaways of the match, and so on and so forth. So hopefully you guys enjoy that, and yeah, let's talk America versus Tigres here. So obviously this game is big in the aspect of points, because America desperately needs to continue to be staying in that top four spot. And you can't really afford to drop points at home, and even against a good side like your Tigres is of Liga MX. So we know that America's throwing all their chips at the CONCACAF Champions Cup. I mean, we saw it on Wednesday night with the starting 11 that was presented against Chivas at Estadio Akron. But I think with that result in hand, knowing that you have a comfortable 3-0 lead, you can then shift focus and think about this Tigres game and not necessarily play such a rotational starting 11 that maybe we all kind of anticipated might actually happen, since we weren't so sure what we were going to get or what result we were going to have coming out of the Akron. So when you shift focus now into the Estadio Azteca, then you start wondering and you start thinking, okay, with such a comfortable lead in such a big match in the round of 16s of the Champions Cup, you feel like Jardine can now maybe ease off next Wednesday's match in the second leg, and you can start thinking precisely about this Tigres game. And so I think what Jardine is going to do is he's going to pull out his best starting 11 yet again. Now, I don't necessarily think it's going to be a rinse and repeat of what we had on Wednesday, or even a rinse and repeat of what we had on last week against Atlas when we won that game 5-1. But I do think that we are going to have about a 90% of starters in this one for Tigres, and then, you know, that other 10% being rotational players. So let me just give you guys quickly my predicting starting 11. I know Christian usually does these, and he actually got it right for the first time against Chivas. Let's see if I'm able to kind of get close to what Andre Jardine might do. I mean, might hit it on the head. Might be 1,000% off. It might just be the latter, but we'll see exactly. But from my train of thought and from what I'm seeing, I think America is going to go with Malagón in goal. I think that's a given. On that right-hand side, I actually do think you're going to see Kevin Alvarez. I know Israel has had himself a pretty good, decent run of games in that right-hand side. But I do think we all feel that Israel Reyes handicaps the attack. Sometimes even the defense, I would argue. But he's done well in the role that he's been given and in the position that he's had to play. So it's not to discredit him or anything like that. But I do think that America needs to get Kevin Alvarez in form and it needs to get Kevin Alvarez minutes. And if he's better from his injury and if the doctors kind of give him the go-ahead, then I would 100% expect Kevin to start this game. So I'm going Kevin on the right-hand side. Your center-back partnership are going to be actually Ramón Juárez and Igor Lichnowsky. I don't think Cáceres plays this game only because of that little bit of injury that it looked like he sustained against Chivas. And good, look, it's a player you don't want to risk. He's your best center back. So I don't think you undoubtedly risk him for anything. So I think Cáceres gets the break and Ramón Juárez gets slotted back into the starting 11, which again, full praises for Ramón Juárez because in whether he plays 90 minutes or whether he plays 12, the man is solid and he completely knows exactly what the task is. So I feel confident with him and Igor in the back. And on the left-hand side, I do think we might see a break for Chicote Calderón and Reyes might slide in there as well. I mean, he had a good performance at home against Cruz Azul. I expect him to kind of repeat that again if he does get the chance to kind of, you know, get some more minutes under his belt against Tigres. And then in the midfield, I do think this is where we're going to see one of these two players, either Fidalgo or Jonah, get rested. And I would argue that it's going to be Jonah just because, again, tired legs, a little bit older. So I'm going to put Richard in with Fidalgo in the midfield and, of course, on the right-hand side. Surprisingly enough, I know a lot of you might think that Javairo might start this game. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Sendeja gets to start again against Tigres. On the left-hand side, you get Julian Quiñones. And then, of course, up top, Henry Martin with Diego Valdez right behind him. So it's a pretty good star-studded starting 11. I think, and I'm just going to speak general here, I would assume that most of us hearing that starting 11 would be more than okay with that. I think we would all just kind of look at that and be like, okay, this is good. This is more than good to take on Tigres at home. So, and I know maybe there's a couple of weak links right there, probably that left-hand side, you start questioning, but again, we'll see what Jardine has up his sleeve. So obviously coming into this one, we want the best result possible, and that is a victory, right? A win. And I know we're kind of, I sound like a broken record here, I know we're all on cloud nine because of the results, because of the fact that the past two games we've scored more than three goals, right? Atlas 5-1. Chivas away 3-0. So we look like we're finding form and we're finding goals. And I think that's pivotal for America. And I do think that the game is going to add some boost of confidence, right? And especially in players like Diego Valdez and Henry Martin, who find themselves to get on the score sheet. I think it definitely boosts the morale to be like, okay, let's go, let's continue. And let's get this kind of, you know, train rolling. And so I do think that this is going to be a good indication for what's to come, hopefully, for America, right? And I think we spoke about it on the podcast, too, with Chris. America's peaking at the right moments, right? This is, I keep mentioning, the eye of the storm for America in the season. Huge, crucial games. I mean, the likes of Tigres coming to the Azteca wanting revenge for what we did to them in the final. I know that's looming in their head. I know they're not going to be counting with Sebastián Córdoba, which is a huge plus on our end. But we know that they have talent at their disposal, so we need to kind of be worrisome of what they can do on the attack. But I'm more than capable. I know that this team is more than capable of breaking down their defense. It's just a matter of how we're going to dictate the play. Or, you know, are we going to take the game to them or are we going to sit back a little bit? You know, this is a very peculiar America because it looks like it's an America that's adapted and kind of evolved from the America of last season. Right, we were so used to kind of this attacking force of nature that was America scoring goals left, right, and center. And it seems kind of the case that it's been reversed in a sense. I don't know if that's the proper word to use, but you look at what this America side has done or what they're capable of doing, and it seems that they've mastered a little bit of both the attacking premise of the game and also the importance of being tactically sound and holding your position and letting and knowing how to play without the ball, because I think that's important, right? A team can be very good offensively, but can then, you know, be thrown off whenever they don't have that possession because they don't necessarily know how to play without the ball. But it seems like this America side has learned and has adapted themselves to being okay with not having the ball 100% of the time throughout the game. And maybe that was a transition that we were seeing at the beginning of the season that just wasn't necessarily kind of panning out because we weren't playing against teams that kind of were trying to dictate the play or have long spells of possession. But now we're seeing that, you know, America is capable of doing both, and not just in periods of not just in games, but periods, lapses of games, and where they kind of understand this is when I need to take initiative and retain the ball and go at the opponent. And then moments of the game where they know, okay, this is the perfect time to transition into defending, into holding our position, into kind of tiring out the other team with them having to chase us in the fact of trying to break us down and all that good stuff. So it is interesting. And my hat does go off to Hadinev for kind of orchestrating this, because I do think that, you know, he plays a hand in all of this. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what America lines himself up to do for Saturday's game against Tigres. But I do expect a mixture of both. And right, something that we saw against Chivas on Wednesday, not necessarily something that we saw against Atlas, but something that we definitely saw against Cruz Azul, in America that was comfortable, even when they didn't have spells of possession. So it'll be interesting. I don't necessarily think that it's going to be kind of a repeat of what Cruz Azul did to us and try to break us down and try to hold the ball. I do think this is going to be somewhere in the middle of that. Again, you know, they're chasing points just as much as we are. They're in the Champions Cup as well, so they have, you know, obviously a big game because they didn't win their first leg. Of course, their second leg is at home, so that's a different story. But it is curious to kind of think about, all right, how will that Tigres side present themselves? I don't expect them to be of a rotational squad, right? I do feel like they think that they can come in, play their best players on Saturday, and then go and get the job done again midweek against Philadelphia. So expect a good game. Expect a very kind of back and forth from America and Tigres. But I also kind of focus on America's defensive play. I think something that we haven't really praised, just because I think for the longest time we've done nothing but criticize the defense. It soundly, they tactically, they seem sound. You know, it feels like there's no space being left uncovered. And even if there is, you feel like there's one or two players pouncing at the opposition to kind of close gaps. The wingers are dropping. I mean, you saw exactly what Sendejas and Quiñones have been doing. They're dropping in deep. And then, you know, they're trying to start the counterattack. Henry's obviously coming in deeper. Diego Valdez. So it looks like everyone's running for the ball. It doesn't look like there's just one static player that's kind of, okay, I'm just going to wait here by the halfway line. And so when we start an attack, I'm in a favorable position. It just seems like everyone's kind of defending as a unit and then attacking as a unit. And you know, it showcases that. So we'll see. Hopefully America can hold possession, frustrate Tigres, get a little bit under their skin. We know that they're a team that's capable of losing their heads when things don't go right. And so I expect America to plant themselves in a very good way. And I guess we'll see exactly what the result is of all of that. But yeah, expect Harinet to come out with a very strong starting 11. like I said, we can kind of justify all of that because Wednesday's game, I'm not saying it's a throwaway game because we have that result, but you do think that America is going to be a little bit more laxed come that Wednesday game, so they can think of a strong starting 11 against Tigres and a strong starting 11 against Chivas in the league match come next Saturday as well. So there's going to be plenty of America football, of course, plenty of America football. Obviously, they have a Clásico Joven afterwards here in the States. We'll talk more about that whenever the time presents itself. But yeah, I'm curious to hear what you guys think about this prediction, about how America might line themselves up. And I'm curious to hear, what do you guys think specifically we will see from America come Saturday against Tigres? So it's going to be an interesting one. Should be a fun one. Game's going to be at 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, live via TUDN. Like I said, this is always painted as the new Clásico, right? Just because of all our encounters within the past, I want to say 10 years in modern day football for America and Tigres. So two giants going at each other. Even though really America is the only giant, right? Let's be honest. But yeah, we'll see exactly what the case is. My prediction for this one is going to be a solid 2-1 victory for America. I know it's a little bit counterintuitive because of the way that we've been playing, because of the goals we've been scoring. So, but I do think that America still has that tendency to not put away their chances when presented. And so I think we need to refine ourselves a little bit more and put away these chances, because I don't know how many we'll get against Tigres, but I do know we'll create enough to hopefully get ourselves two or more goals, which I think is exactly what America is hoping for. So yeah, I'm going 2-1. Should be a good game, should be a fun one, should be an interesting one. And then of course we should focus and talk CONCACAF Champions Cup come next week on Tuesday. So yeah, quick little podcast, quick little preview. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. And yeah, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, Instagram, wherever it is, at Eagle Eye Podcast. We'll keep you guys up to date. AJ is going to be doing his best to keep you guys up to date with gifts, goals, reactions, and plenty of America coverage come game day. And like I mentioned, you guys can tune into the podcast next week live on Tuesday when we talk America versus Chivas first leg and preview the second one and talk about a potential visit to New England Revolution. Seeing as how they won their first game 4-0 as well. So look, plenty of America to talk about. I know they just announced the friendly 2 against Chelsea, so I'm sure we'll mention it on Tuesday's podcast as well. So like I said, plenty to talk about in that aspect. But with that said, I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Take care, stay safe, and as always, arriba la America.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.